and you're like, but I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't really care. I kind of like the way I am. If the why is not strong enough, then the actual change, the actual habit change will not stick because you don't care enough. And that might be what's happening with some of you in the Christian faith. Welcome to the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Nilsson, speaker, author, and yes, life coach. We live in a noisy world with a million external influences vying for our attention. This is the space where we can quiet the noise, sort out our thoughts through honest conversation, and discover what it looks like to take aligned, faith-filled action in a world of endless possibilities. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Megan Nilsson, and we are rounding the corner to year two. So I'm not sure if you listened to last week's episode, but episode 55, I think that was the number, is celebrating this 1 year anniversary, 1 year birthday of this podcast. And so I just want to thank you for listening, for responding to the episodes, to reaching out to me, whatever it is. I thank you for your support. It has been a labor of love and a commitment. But because you listen, because this means something to you, it makes it worth it. If it means something to you, it means something to me. And I just am so grateful and honored that what God is stirring in my heart, what the Holy Spirit is bringing to me week after week, would resonate with you in some way. Because I truly believe that God is, He is just always been about the business of making Himself known, bringing redemption and revival to His people. And that's you and that's me. And we are just little blips on the radar in this chronological timeline, but in the fabric of this Kairos time. Who knows what it means, what your presence means, what my presence means here in this day and age, in this earth, in the kingdom. It's incredible and mind-blowing to think about. I talked about Kronos and Kairos time a couple episodes back. If you want to go back to discerning the signs of time, I think, you know, just really considering that is helpful as you think about your life and constantly asking the question, God, what are you doing here? What are you doing? What do you want me to know? Speak to me, share your truth with me. And that is that's what we're about here at the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I want to do a shout out to Lauren Black. She is the host of the Anchored Decisions podcast. And she recently published my interview with her, episode number 8 of the Anchored Decisions podcast. So if you would love to know how to incorporate God's voice at a deeper level into the decisions that you are making, go check that out. Thank you to Lauren, Anchored Decision podcast. It's called How to Seek God's Will or God's Voice and Will for Your Decisions. So shout out to her. That's a great podcast. Give it a follow. So what I want to do now, as we're shifting gears, rounding the corner into year two, is I want to focus on something, a topic that hit me a couple of years back. I haven't done much with it yet to date, but you listeners of the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast are going to be the first to join me on this journey, a devotional journey that's going to be a couple of months. I think I'm going to do at least 8, probably 12 episodes. I'm going to take quarter two here, April, May, and June, and dive into this topic that has been something that God put on my heart and I think will bring us all into alignment with His word, with His voice, with His will and plans and purposes for our lives. And this is a series that I am calling So That. To give you a little context, a couple of years ago, I was reading scripture, and for some reason, I noticed this phrase, so that. And it was like this connector phrase that I thought, interesting. So the author of the whatever scripture I was reading is talking about something, kind of setting up the foundational piece of that passage, and then would use the phrase so that to connect the reader, to connect you and me to the next thing. So for example, I'd be reading along and I would see something like, let's see here, Deuteronomy 29:9. Okay. In the New Living Translation, it says, therefore, obey the terms of this covenant so that you will prosper in everything you do. So the foundational piece of that verse is obey the terms of the covenant. So why should we obey the terms of the covenant? This little connector phrase, so that, is pointing us to the reason, so that you will prosper in everything that you do. Let's find another one. Ruth, we're going to go to the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verse 1, New Living Translation. It says, one day Naomi said to Ruth, my daughter, it's time that I found a permanent home for you so that you will be provided for. Even in this spot, we see God's heart in Naomi, towards her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to say, here's the foundational purpose, finding a permanent home for you. Why? So that you will be provided for, so that you will be taken care of. Okay. Are you following along? Let's go to Habakkuk 2:2. This is one of my all-time favorite verses that God has used over and over again in my life to spur me on into writing, to spur me on into walking in the visions and the plans and purposes he's given for me. Habakkuk 2:2, it says, then the Lord said to me, write my answer in large, clear letters on a tablet. Okay, so what are we to do? Write the answer in large, clear letters so that a runner can read it and tell everyone else. What is the point? Why do we write things in large, clear letters on a tablet or in large, clear letters in a Google Doc that we publish or social media so that a runner, a messenger can read it and tell everyone else of this good news? I'll give you one more. We'll jump into the New Testament here. John chapter 1, verse 6 in the New Living Translation says, God sent John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light. So what's the foundational anchor? What's the foundational truth and circumstance we're seeing? God sends John the Baptist to tell everyone about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Why did God send John the Baptist to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony? So this phrase, so that, has been highly interesting to me because I'm thinking, okay, why are we doing this Christian journey? Why are you doing the things you're doing? Why are you, some of you, getting up early or staying up late? Why are you reading your Bible? Why are you going to church? Why are you having conversations? Why are you listening to this podcast? Why? Why? I am proposing that the whole point of this Christian walk is to lead us deeper into the heart of God so that Christ may be manifested in your heart, body, mind, and soul. You know, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Why? Why? So that the glory of God might be manifested on this earth. So I love Philippians 2, verse 12. It says, remember that you have been saved. Okay, we're going to tee this up. Listen, you, dear listener, have been saved. Why? So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in your body. Direct the total energy of your powers so that you may achieve everything your election as a child of God provides. What is Paul saying? He's saying you have been saved. You have energy of powers of Christ. Why? Why? Who cares? So that the life of Jesus may be manifested in you. So that you, dear child of God, son, daughter of God, might achieve everything your election as a child of God provides. What does that bring? He goes on to say, rise every time to whatever occasion may come your way. Listen, this is a word for someone right now. You are feeling beat down. You are feeling beat to a pulp and you're like, can I rise? Can I rise one more time? Do I have energy to face life, to face this relationship, to face my job, to face, what is it? And God's saying, you have the life of Christ in you. You have been saved. You have the energy, the supernatural energy of the Holy Spirit. Why? So that you can rise every time to whatever occasion may come your way. You did not do anything to achieve your salvation, but you must do something to exhibit it. You must work out your own salvation, which God has worked out in you already. This is Philippians 2, verse 12. You have been saved. You are a child of God. Why does it matter? if you are going to hear one thing from me over and over and over again on this podcast, it is this question, why does it matter? Because listen, we can be believers. We can be believers for a day or 10 years or 100 years. We can go through the motions. We can be on autopilot. We can check the boxes. We can do all the things that we think are the right things to do. Fine. But if you're still saying, I'm doing all the things, I'm going to church, I'm reading my Bible, but I don't feel any different. I don't feel like this life of faith makes any difference whatsoever. Then I would challenge you to connect with the why, to connect with the actual promise that God is offering. What is the so that in your life? Why does it matter? Why are you doing this? And so that's what we're going to be diving into over these next few months. Each week on this podcast, I'm going to take a different so that of scripture, and we're going to dive in. We're going to look at the context of who the author was talking to originally, and then how we can lay over what the Holy Spirit is bringing about to us right now, because the scripture is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. So yes, there is original context. There is original reason why it was written. I understand that you and I weren't the original, you know, kind of avatar, ideal reader for the scriptures, but that's how beautiful and layered and omniscient and multifaceted our God is it can be written in one era and absolutely have Holy Spirit present day revelation in this era. So that's what we're going to do, because I truly believe that this Christian journey that we're on, at least to me, it can feel like a labyrinth. It can kind of feel like this like maze, like, you know, I'm kind of looking at one way. I might be on the outside looking in, knowing that there's true life to be experienced and this path to follow. If any of you are familiar with what a Christian labyrinth is, you kind of walk in and you turn to the right and you turn to the left, and it kind of takes you in the circular pattern of meditation and contemplation over your life and experience with God. But sometimes it just feels like, okay, there's abundant life on the inside. I want to get to the middle of that labyrinth, but I don't really know where to go or how to do that. It seems winding, elusive, you know? And there's that song, that famous hymn, "We are prone to wander." Lord, I feel it. You're not alone if you're prone to wander, because that's what it means to be human. But from start to finish, what is the point of us walking this path? If the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike, do our acts of faith or our decisions of obedience, do they make any real difference in the grand scheme of things? That's what we're wondering. When we feel emotionally close to Jesus, it's easier, right? Or at least it's easier, I think, to pick up our mats and follow him, because we've experienced some grand miracle or a season of intimate affection and experience. But when the road gets hard, or this maze that we're seeing feels like two steps forward and one step back, then what? What do we do? How do we keep going? And why do we keep going? So that we can experience true life, the abundant life in Jesus. The words feel weighty to me, you know? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? So as I was reading the Bible and I encountered the phrase "so that," I underlined it and I cataloged it in a Google Doc. So I have dozens and dozens of verses in my notes, and I'm like thinking, what, why these words, God? What does this connecting phrase mean? So of course, you know, like a dutiful podcaster, I went to look at the dictionary, or I just Googled, you know, this little grammar lesson, what does "so that" mean? And here's what I found. Join, it means to join. It's a main clause. So I'm speaking to any of you English nerds out there. It's to join a main clause or a complete sentence to a dependent clause or an incomplete sentence. And it shows how things relate. Let me put this in layman's terms. So that means in order to, which answers the question why. So we use it, this phrase, so that to begin adverb clauses of purpose. Okay, let's quit with this grammar mumbo jumbo and get to an example. So here's an example in just everyday life. It helps to lower blood sugar. So in case, you know, someone's looking for a nutritious eating, why do we eat nutritiously? Why should we eat whole foods with less sugar? It helps to lower blood sugar so that you feel less hungry. So the adverb clause is so that you feel less hungry. It shows the purpose for the action. That's the main point. So if you just got lost over the last couple of minutes of what I was saying in this sort of nerdy, uninformed grammar lesson, the phrase so that takes the main clause, the thing that we're supposed to do, or we are being compelled or encouraged to do, and show you the reason for doing it. Because I know some of you, I'm kind of a rule follower. So I know, massive nerd alert. So if there's a rule, I'm like, okay, it must be for a reason, right? I mean, let's just not make any waves. But I know I am related to some of you. I have good friends that are some of you that are like, okay, why are we doing this? That rule makes no sense. That doesn't make sense to me. So why am I doing that? And you might feel that way in the Christian life. You might feel like, okay, well, God says, the word says, but I don't really see the benefit to it. This is not really meaning anything to my life. So I want to dive into scripture over the next few months and see, okay, what is the so that? What's the point? What's the point of us doing this thing at all? And I believe that this phrase, so that, represents a shift. It's the why behind the what. That's how I can distill it for you right now. So that brings you the why behind the what. And those of you have ever watched Simon Sinek's TED Talk, Connect with Your Why, or something about knowing your why, it's because if you are doing something, if you're kind of on the hamster wheel of life, you're building a business, you're building a family, you're doing whatever, but you're not connected to the why. You're not connected to the why of why are you spending your money in a certain way? Why are you spending your time in a certain way? If you don't know why, what benefit that brings to you, then it's going to fall flat. It's going to feel hollow. It's not going to stick. If you want to lose weight and you go on and you're making very, very healthy nutritional choices and you're like, but I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't really care. I kind of like the way I am. If the why is not strong enough, then the actual change, the actual habit change will not stick because you don't care enough. And that might be what's happening with some of you in the Christian faith. You have this what that you're doing or that you think you're supposed to do, but the why is not secure. The why of this is not anchored in Christ. It's not anchored in a personal experience with Jesus. So it just gets kind of added to the list, lost along the way. So as we explore this phrase, I believe that it's going to bring you, it's going to represent the shift from darkness to light so that you were once chained and now you're free. You were bound and now you are brilliantly free from student to master. So that it's kind of like this eye of the needle. It's like a portal and that's how I envision it. It's the way and the reason we get from here to there, not just for ourselves, but for all of those around us. If they don't see the true life of Jesus being manifested in you, the mind of Christ, the intelligence and the wisdom and the guidance and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, if you are not exhibiting that in your life, how are other people even remotely interested in becoming Christians? Again, back to the top of this, I was reading the verse about why did God send John the Baptist? To testify of the light. Why? So that everyone would believe. Is your life, is my life, are we exhibiting the light of Christ to the point where other people are interested, where they're like, hey, this Jesus thing, this God, the Father that you talk about, what's going on? Because I see something different in you. We want to be activated. We want to be aligned into what God has for us. So I was reading the book Chasing Vines by Beth Moore. It's a great one. And she and her daughters were on a trip to Italy which I think sounds amazing. And she was looking at the vineyards and really being led to write about this analogy that Jesus says, hey, I'm the vine, you are the branches. There's a lot of vineyard analogy in the scriptures, especially when Jesus is talking to the believers. And so she has this whole book about all the different parts and pieces of the vineyard and creating wine and the theological connections and analogies. So it's really incredible if you want to go through it. But she has this phrase in the book on page 129 to be exact. And it says, Jesus wants to shift your securities. Okay. The things that you are holding onto, the things that you are idolizing, the things that you are putting your faith into, he wants to shift your securities so that you will abide in him alone, not in other people, places, and things. He knows that those things are bereft of power to anchor, oxygenate, and animate you in the way his spirit does. So that is this activator phrase, the why behind the what. Why would Jesus want to shift your securities from the world to the kingdom, to what he can give, so that you will abide in him, so that you will abide in the vine, get your nutrients from him alone, not in other people, not in other places, not in other things. And he knows, as Beth Moore writes, that those things do not have the power to anchor you, to give you the oxygen that you need to exist in this world and to animate you, to fortify you, to encourage and propel you in the way that God's Spirit does. That's what we're doing here. We are getting aligned with God's voice, aligned with his character, and activated into a very dynamic, real kingdom way of life. So if you are in for that, then I want you to join me over the next few months. Share this with your friends, pass it along, because I am going to actually, on a side note, I created a Facebook group in February of 2020. No joke, probably like 3 weeks before the whole world shut down. I was having this just unction in my spirit that I wanted to create community online and have deeper conversations. I was super tired of just shallow conversations. I love to be encouraged and challenged and just kind of wrestle with theology, wrestle with life and scripture and faith. And I was like, okay, let me create this community called the Beautiful Exchange Community, which was taken from my first book, A Beautiful Exchange, going deeper in faith to rise higher in life. That's what it has been for the past 4 years. And over the past 6 months or so, I've been pretty dormant in there. I haven't done a lot. I've obviously been writing and podcasting and have not been very active in the Facebook group. But recently, I'm feeling the unction, the nudge again from the Holy Spirit to go back in there and actually rebrand it, as they might say. I'm going to change the look of it, the feel of it. And if you want to be in a community that is aligned with the voice of God so that we can be activated into the plans and purposes and the full calling that he has for each of us into our divine destiny, then I want to invite you into this Facebook group. So those of you that are already in there, you're going to notice the banner change. You are going to notice the narrative change. I will be bringing in some deeper thoughts and conversation around these podcasts that are coming at the So That podcast. I even have some writings that I want to offer you all in there, some devotional, so you can take these passages of scripture and actually do a deeper work with the Lord, spend some time listening for his rhema word for you, this very real revelation, supernatural Holy Spirit revelation right now. So if you are on Facebook or you want to just reactivate your account simply for this community, then I want to invite you to do that. And you're going to be looking for the Kingdom Life Together community spurred by the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. And this is where you can come to find community, to find deeper conversation, and to find real relevant discernment as to what God's Spirit is speaking to you right now. For those of us individually and corporately as a church, as a bigger body of believers, so that we can bring love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all those fruit of the Spirit. We want to grow our roots down deep into the soil of God's kingdom so that we can bear fruit this side of heaven and bring people into this beautiful saving knowledge of Jesus, because that is where we will find true life. That is where we will find true power, oxygen, and fulfillment of your soul. So if you are with me, just say yay and amen. Post this episode on Instagram or Facebook stories. Tag me in it. Say, come join us on the So That journey. Why are we doing this thing? Let's find the why behind the what and do this thing together. And again, find me at my website, meganbnilsen.com. If you want to hop on my newsletter list, I just send it out once a week. So I promise it's not too overwhelming and it'll have all the details about this podcast series and the Facebook group and just anything that God might spur on from this, because I am always listening to the Holy Spirit. And if He is inviting me to create something, write something, offer something, I'm probably going to do it and see if it's for you. So hop on Facebook, look for the Kingdom Life Together community and jump on in with us. All right. I love you guys. And to be continued, let's keep this conversation going. I can't wait to see what the Holy Spirit is going to bring. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode challenged or inspired you, I would be honored if you would rate it and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts so others can hang out with us too. If you'd like to connect at a deeper level, you can find me on Instagram at Megan_Nilsen, or head to my website, meganbnilsen.com, and schedule a free curiosity and connection call. Let's keep the conversation going.